Des Catalyst here will be talking rugby shortly, but you're going to South Korea first.
We are indeed. We've Shane Horgan joining us to look ahead to the Ireland-Australia match, but we're starting with news of Katie Taylor's morning at the World Boxing Championships. Reporting is Hugh Cahill.
Katie Taylor is through to Sunday semi-final at the Women's World Boxing Championships in Jeju after receiving a walkover this morning. Her opponent from Russia, Sofia Ochagava, failed to turn up for the weigh-in, and it was later confirmed she's suffering from a knee injury picked up in her last 16 bout yesterday. So that means that Taylor is through to the last four of the competition. She's guaranteed a bronze medal, and she faces Yin Junhua from China on Sunday afternoon.
All right, thanks, Hugh. Now then, the golf underway in Dubai in the very lucrative end-of-season European Tour Championship. Ireland's Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy sharing the lead. They tee off in about a minute's time in the second round, and they've been joined at the top of the leaderboard by Spain's Rafa Cabrera-Bello. Now, the Irishmen are 6 under par. Cabrera-Bello began way down the field and won over par, but he birdied 7 of the opening 10 holes. Then he seemed to slip up. He had 2 bogeys, but he's followed with an eagle, and he's also in 6 under after 15 holes. Graham McDowell level par after 13. Michael Hoey 6 over for his first 14 holes today. He's 7 over par for the tournament. At the European Tour School qualifier, tough luck for Peter Lawrie. He missed out on the right to regain his tour card by a single shot after 6 tough rounds. He finished on 6 under par and tied for 28th place. Only the top 25 and ties secured their tour cards. Well, tomorrow's big rugby international between Ireland and Australia dominates the sporting weekend. And to look ahead to it now, we're joined by former Irish winger Shane Horgan. Morning, Shane.
Morning, Des.
It's interesting. Joe Schmidt yesterday, the Irish coach, was speaking about Ireland will now have to manage the growth in expectations that the team has to experience. And you were part of, in that situation, weren't you, with your successful team?
Yeah, I don't know how well we dealt with it, though, leading up to the World Cup in 2007 against France. But I think this is something that has developed over the years with Irish rugby teams. From the early noughties, there was a position where Ireland wasn't expected to win very many games. They didn't win many games, and that's something that's evolved and changed over the last number of years. So there is an expectation for Irish rugby players to achieve more, possibly, than they had before, whether that be in the High End Cup or the Rugby Championship as it is now, or the Six Nations. And, you know, on the whole, this team and Irish teams have generally stood up to that. But and if you want to be successful, you can't always be underdogs. And I think that's probably what Joe Schmidt is verbalising at the moment.
Well, you know most of the players. I mean, are they the type who will be able to deal and cope with that?
Well, you've seen already. They won a championship last year in the Six Nations. So there was a huge amount of pressure going into the last game against France. They dealt with it admirably and came out as champions. And as a result of that, they've gone into this Autumn International Series with probably a little bit higher expectations. Also, a team that people know that can achieve and can win big games, because they did that last year. Other teams know they've got a good coach. Czech is well aware that Joe Smith has achieved a lot of things with Leinster in his time there, and already in a short time with Ireland. So I think that the group of players can certainly deal with it, and the expectation is high. People know that Ireland are a decent team, and this is another step on the way to proving that they are good.
It's funny, Shane, though, a couple of weeks ago a lot of us were concerned that our pack might be overrun against South Africa. It didn't happen. Is there a danger of our pack under more pressure tomorrow against Australia?
I don't think from a physical point of view, I don't think the Australian pack are as big or maybe as aggressive as the South Africans, and that's traditionally the South African game. So that sort of bodes well, because Ireland dealt with everything that South Africa threw at them admirably, and gave them back to them. Like, they were never at any stage overpowered by the South Africans. I think they implemented a chop tackle, which means they tackled them very low and brought them to the ground very quickly, and that's sort of the way that Ireland dealt with those big Australians. Australians are slightly different. They're not quite as big. They're probably a bit more sophisticated, Des, in the way they play the game. They're able to handle the ball a bit better, and they look to offload the ball a bit more. So it'll be a different challenge for Ireland, definitely. That doesn't mean that it's going to be easier than the South Africa game. It'll just mean that's a different set of challenges that they'll face.
Sure. And finally, do you think we'll win it?
I think it'll be very tight. You know, Michael Checker's coming over here. He's very well loved in Dublin and Leinster. Created a huge change in that team, and as a result, he's idolised over here. But he won't want to lose, that's for certain. Now, Joe Smith isn't a man who accepts defeat either, so it's going to be very tight. It really depends on whether Australia's star performers are allowed play, and indeed Ireland's star performers are allowed play. So I think it's going to be tight, but I'm just edging towards Australia, I think, just a few more game breakers.
Okay, well, that's a good sign. You went for South Africa as well, so maybe
might
be safer for
us. Yeah,
all right, Shane Horgan, thanks a million for joining us this morning. And, of course, we'll have live coverage of the match tomorrow on television and on Saturday Sport and radio. Three big games tonight for the provinces in the Pro 12. The big talking point, the appearance of former All Black legend Mills Mullaina for Connacht, who plays Zebra at the sports ground. The Kiwi says he's really excited at the prospect after being on the sidelines for 4 months following elbow surgery. In other matches, Munster away to the Dragons, Ulster host the Ospreys. There is a second Ireland-Australia clash tomorrow, of course. Ireland's Gaelic footballers play against the Aussies in the International Rules Test in Perth tomorrow morning. Many tributes are paid in this morning's newspapers to nine-time All-Ireland winner with Kilkenny Tommy Walsh, who announced his retirement from inter-county hurling. He'll blush at some of the tributes paid to him by the biggest names in the game. In racing, Home Farm will be aimed at the Lexus Chase over Christmas after an impressive win in Thurles yesterday for Henry de Bromhead and jockey David Casey. And today's racing action is in Dundalk. The first race is at 5:40.
All right, Des, thank you for that. Stay tuned.